everyone, Lexi here, and welcome to Onigiri & Co. podcast. Today, Onigiri and I will be answering some of the questions that you have sent us on Instagram. And if you have more of them, be sure to also post them to us on Instagram on Onigiri & Co., which would be really cool because then we can discuss the topics that are basically, you know, like said by you. And that's a really cool thing, I think. So anyway, we're having Onigiri here. And
hey,
it's awesome getting out of COVID.
Yes, I'm alive.
Yay!
I'm glad to see your face too, by the way. I feel like I haven't seen anybody and talked to anybody for ages. I couldn't. I would just be like huffing and puffing, like Hufflepuff I am, you know? So it was like,
I'm just dying a little bit.
Nah, it wasn't as bad as I was scared it would be. It was what I expected. Every time I did the vaccines, I had issues breathing. Because that's how my immune system reacts, you know. So obviously when I got actually sick, I had issues breathing on top of the fact that COVID already makes you, you know, it makes it difficult to breathe. So,
which is great.
And still now, these days, I feel like I can't take a full breath. But also there's a lot of smokes outside. I don't know if it's the pollution. I don't know if it's people starting warming their house because it's getting cold here, probably getting cold in South Australia too. I can smell smoke everywhere, and I'm like, I'm already like short
already
on breath.
Dying.
Can we please hold on the chimney thing?
Can you like please? Yeah, I actually have an AC on, so it's great. Because I have the reverse cycle, whatever. So it's heating and cooling, which is nice. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So guys, today.
Yes, I think we have one main question that was interesting. I want to save another question for part two. But we can also answer some of the other ones that I got. Some were not FPV related, like, you know, if
yeah,
you
that's
pineapple
true.
On pizza.
Yeah, but, this is a conversation for another day, I guess.
Yeah.
Or to the end of this podcast.
But I know that the one you really, really liked and you were like, I want to do this. That was what you wanted to do, was the one asked by 8-Bit Christ. So I can let you introduce the topic and maybe say why you want to talk about this so much, because I don't know actually.
You don't know? Okay, I was actually discussing it yesterday with a friend, and I went on a rant already with him, so that was great. So 8-Bit Christ asked, why do you still fly? Like, what keeps you coming back? And it's not like, why do you keep fly? It's also this second part, like, what keeps you coming back? Because to be perfectly honest, I think you can agree with this. We're both kind of in those like waves, like, I want to fly. Well, I don't feel like flying. Yeah, but I want to fly again. Like, you started the podcast, so you still keep at the FPV world.
Yes, exactly. That's why it's a great topic as well. Actually, you just made me realize this.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, what keeps you coming back? Because I'm also having those waves, and I'm currently thinking like I'm in a burnout situation, in which it's not only that I moved from Europe to Australia. I don't even have my parts, my tools. They're about to get sent from my dad, and it will take like 3 to 4 weeks to get here anyway, and sending them is expensive AF. And I'm kind of like, yeah, but I don't really care, you know? Like, I'm not really into flying right now, because we're doing all the ASPD stuff, and I'm super into it, and I'm coming back home from the office, and I'm kind of like, yeah, I just want to sit down and die.
Yeah, because it's very tiring, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's like you work, it's not like a lot of people said like, okay, but once you change your hobby into your job, then you don't want to do it. Now, my whole career for the last 2 years has been FPV only. And it's not that I changed it to my job, so I don't want to do it. It's just I'm in this wave in which I don't feel like doing it. And it just comes back every once in a while. So it's not like I changed it to my job, so I'm not doing it. I've been doing it for the last 2 years as my job. And I just right now don't feel like doing it. And kind of in the middle of pandemic, I also had this moment in which I didn't want to do it.
I remember.
But I kind of made myself do it again. I don't remember how it really went. But yeah, I just thought that it's really important question, because a lot of people do FPV for a while, then they feel like they don't want to do it again, and then they come back. So that's why the second part of the question, so by the way, hi 8-bit Christ, really awesome of you to do this second part of the question, like what keeps you coming back? Because that's the thing, we just do come back.
Yeah, we do. And I honestly thought at some stage I wouldn't, if it, like before the podcast, I went one night and I deleted, like for one night, YouTube, you couldn't find my YouTube, you couldn't find, I think you could find my Instagram, but lots of the posts had been gone to archive. Facebook was deactivated. And then the day after, I'm like, hold on.
Yeah, wait.
What am I doing? Like, it was like, what am I doing now?
That was premature.
Yes. And then, you know, spoiler alert, I put them back online, but it didn't mean that I started flying straight away after that either. So
yeah, exactly.
I don't know why. I mean, I know why we come back, but I don't want to take a shortcut and explain it straight away. Maybe we could both talk about the reasons why, like we might not feel like it. I know me, after my breakup with Kevin FPV, who was a pilot, right? It just, everything was associated with my life with this person. And also, at the time, the breakup happened for many personal reasons, but it also happened because of FPV reasons and things that happened in our life that we got excited about. And then things didn't, like, turned out differently because lots of partnership that we could have had with brands never end up becoming jobs. And even though we had, I can't really talk about this because there's a lot of things that we can't talk about because it was under NDA, but there was a plan to work for a certain brand from Australia as well. And the only thing that was preventing us from doing it is we didn't have enough savings to open our own branch of this brand. And the plan was to save up together while living in Melbourne, and then open that branch and then start receiving products from them and becoming the main distributor here. But the problem is the couple was not doing well, so then we never stayed long enough to save and open that branch together. And then it also screwed up the plan with the branch. So everything was like falling apart. And after just going uphill for like 2 years, from probably even 3 years, let's say 2 years, 2017 to 2019, it was just adrenaline and good news. And you know, first it starts with sponsors and then it starts with partnership and then you're like ambassadors and then you're like, oh, do you want to actually open something in Australia? And you're like, what? Well, yes.
Yeah.
That was an ethics, by the way, because that, you know, people I worked with ethics. I also tried to work with them, but the company wasn't ready at the time. So I'm not talking about ethics. So it was all uphill. And then at this point in 2019, that's when problems happened. And for me, because it was all linked to personal life, work life, with the project of becoming a branch, opening a business, etc. And at the time, I had found a small job selling drones and building drones for a hobby store. It was all, everything was FPV. And then everything got destroyed except the little job for the hobby store that I kept for a while after that. And I was just like, I don't know, I want to do something else. And I was, you know, how I'm really into photography and stuff. I was starting to take photos of other things. I would go in Melbourne because I had moved to this beautiful city and taking photos of other things and people and landscapes and city. And I felt so refreshed to do something else that I had no... I was looking forward to charge camera batteries instead of, you know, drone batteries.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things. I mean, people change. I've heard like every 8 years we become a brand new person because every single cell in our body has been replaced by then.
Which is really interesting.
It's like 8 years and then you can be like, yeah, you don't know me as a person.
Nice.
Really. It's interesting.
I like that.
Yeah, right?
It's interesting. It, well, anyway, in a nutshell, that's what happened to me. I'm not a psychologist, but I feel like it sort of makes sense why I was a bit fed up with everything.
Yeah, of course.
Plus what we talked before in other episodes, if people want to go back, you know, the FPV on social media, the episode we did together that asks if it's a cool place or a good place to be for FPV people, all the social media aspect of it was becoming heavy for me. So, yeah. Why do you think during the pandemic, what do you think the pandemic itself, because you couldn't fly, was the problem, or was there other things that were creating problems that you want to talk about?
I want to talk about this time, but during the pandemic, I think one of those things was the fact that I couldn't really fly, or that I was just doing trainings and it wasn't really interesting. I mean, how many times can people watch my training videos from the same spot? I mean, come on, how many? But I also felt a lot of pressure. So the more pressure I feel, the least interested I am in the topic. Like, if you would pressure me to like do videos, I will probably stop. So now the thing is, I do feel pressured a lot from a lot of places, because you need to do the training in Velocidrone, you need to do this, you need to do that, and you know, the whole move situation, it turned out way more complicated than I thought it would be. That's about now, actually, so I'm gonna just rant about now.
That's okay.
Yeah, so you know, I moved countries a couple of times in my life, and I think I've never really moved countries.
That's my partner coming back home.
So I never moved really like continents. Moving continents seems like it's kind of, you know, like also borderline. But now the thing is, if you would move from Europe to Asia, that's kind of like okay-ish, or from Europe to Africa, because you can still kind of get stuff in a pretty reasonable price. Now, when you move to Australia, there's like nothing around. Every single thing is so expensive. Shipping your own stuff is like beyond expensive, guys, like for real. And I wasn't really ready, because I was looking at it just as moving to the other country again. And I wasn't ready for what happened. Now, I did sold most of my stuff. I did leave some of my stuff with Heiko, of course, because, you know, we were having some of the stuff bought together, some of the furniture and stuff like this, because we have been together for like 2 years. And I... like, thinking about, yeah, but you sold all of your stuff, so you have money to buy the new ones. No, yes, but no, because you buy stuff that's like 100% of the price and you sell it for like 50, 40, 30, not that much. So when I sold all of the setup from my studio, like LEDs and screens and stuff like this, and the chair and whatever, I got like 300 euros total for all of this. And it's not the same exact thing. For like, you know, and people are still complaining about it, you know, it's like you get probably like brand new stuff, but it's just not something that I saw coming. And I wasn't thinking that I will be so pressured by everyone, like, oh, where's the live streams, oh, where's some flying, oh, where's the studio videos, why won't you do reviews, why won't you do this and that. And it's like, I don't have money to finish it. So I feel pressured again, and I'm thinking, like, the more you guys pressure me, the more probable I will not do any of this. So it's like the same thing.
You've put efforts, right?
I did put efforts.
You asked me, you realized you didn't have freestyle frame. You know, you didn't even have racing frames ready because of the... So you said, can you do something? We did something. It's not like... I don't want people to think that you were under pressure. And you were just like, oh, no, I can't do anything. That's not true. You did get things done.
I did get things done. I mean, I tried. I really tried. Like, to be perfectly honest, like, when you visited me, I was still saying, like, I need to set up my Orcas with Sharkbite. I still didn't do it.
That's okay.
I did put some effort in, and then it turned out that my screws are too short, so now I need to look for a longer screw. But it's just a little bit of effort, but also it just feels like really a lot of pressure. So I just decided that I will buy all the really necessities for me to live in a place, and then just put all the other things into the studio. And that means that I just don't have a lot of stuff at home and I won't have it because I'm putting all of my efforts and all of my money into the studio itself. And it just makes me feel pressured and I'm not spending a lot of time in this studio. Maybe one, because I don't have a chair, which should actually arrive tomorrow. But two, I just don't want to be there because I feel like it's not good enough. And I feel like I have to do good quality stuff. So I'm pressuring myself and I'm getting into this circle of people pressuring me because there is no content that they like. Mm. Me pressuring myself because I need to do this stuff. Me pressuring myself because I don't have money and I don't want to get into too many loans and stuff just to make it happen. Because at the end of the day, YouTube doesn't pay you much. I mean, whatever you guys believe in, to be perfectly honest and transparent, with my following, I'm getting like 200 euros a month and then it's a good one. Like, you cannot buy all of those things with that. And I think that's the thing that kind of pressures me, which makes me not want to fly, because then I think like, yeah, I'm putting so much effort in all of this. And at the end of the day, I just don't want to do it because it's just too much pressure. So that's of the
thing. And also the convenience of you know, you came from, sorry, I interrupted you. I thought you were over. The convenience of having something ready. It's not just because it's totally because you don't have a studio, but also because you used to have one and the convenience of getting in it, turning on lights, turning on the camera. My partner. Sorry. Okay. I'm kidding, people. I just find it funny to rent. but yeah, and now you have only an empty place, like I saw in your room, and then every time you have to set up. You didn't even have a tripod when I came to see you.
Yeah, exactly.
This is already hard to make content if you can't just get in a room, turn on lights, turn on the camera. Everything is ready to go.
Yeah, exactly. It's so easier, and it's just. It's a workflow that you can work with because you just put on the stuff, you know where everything is, you can just start recording instead of spending an hour trying to set it up to look okay-ish. And then you look at it when you edit it and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's not just about the aesthetic and, like you said, giving good quality. It's also for you, the behind the scene and all the work that goes into it. It's very tricky to not have a full setup ready. Like when you're used to it, like you were for 2 years in Germany, going back to an empty room that has a lot of echo, this kind of stuff. Like it's not sounded like proof sound.
And then people comment about my echo, which is not making it any better. Just saying.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. They were like, "Oh, you should get better audio," and I'm like, "Dude, for prop God's sake."
Yeah, so do you think maybe the FPV side, like the fact that you don't feel like flying is, again, really linked to the fact that you're a content creator? Like if you were not creating content, you were just a pilot, you would find it a lot easier to go and just fly for fun.
Yeah, probably that would be a thing. Now, to come back to the fact why we always come back to flying, I think it's really relieving. I think the moment when I don't feel that much pressure, when I'm actually ready to do stuff, I will be like super into it. Like now I'm working on a project, I'm picking up something tomorrow that's going to be completely different for the whole channel. And I think I need something different on my channel too. And as a sneak peek, guys, we're getting a car for a press loan. And I'm like, I'm going to do FPV footage of it. And now I feel excited about doing this FPV footage, even though I don't have a freestyle quad. So I'm totally doing just the chasing footage because I just have a racing drone, which is 50 degrees and I cannot change it. But I have a Cinewhoop that's working and I'm like, yeah, that's great. And I wanted to do some Mavic shots, but then it turned out that my charger is back in Europe. So I'm kind of like, damn it. So yeah, that's one of the things, but I feel more inspired doing this and I feel like it's fun, it's freedom, it's nice. But when I feel just too much pressure, I just don't want to do it. So I don't know if it's connected with this. Like I don't want to go to racing events because I kind of feel like an alien and I don't feel ready. I don't have my tools. I need to borrow stuff from people and then I feel judged because as we talked in our previous episode, do you even build your drones? Do you even repair your drones? Do you even have those tools? Because you're a girl, obviously. And trust me, a lot of people who are like pro pilots and top pilots don't even build their drones. They have no idea how to do any of this. But still, it's just kind of like, you know, too much pressure. It feels like it. But then I think really, if I don't have much pressure, I will come back to it. I think you were flying when we met. and guys video incoming anyway on my channel and already on Noelie's channel.
Yay.
Yeah, but it's like I saw you finally fly and you looked like you had so much fun and you were so happy. I have pictures of her smiling so nicely. And yeah. I think it's just this different that you didn't really feel the pressure of doing it and you just had fun and that was the point. So maybe that's the thing.
Yeah, no, that's such a good point. You're totally right. It took me some years because we're like 2022 now to come back from my big... well, we forgot to mention, I think we had said it in an episode that never got published, that I went through heavy depression as well. So probably this played, you know, this played a part in not wanting to fly because at some stage I was not doing anything anymore.
Which, by the way, guys, let us know in the comments down below in the comment section below this post on Instagram if you want us to redo the depression episode.
Yeah, we can redo that if you want.
We can redo that. It's great.
But yes, besides this, it took me a while to get back to also wanting to fly. And the person you met, I'm really glad you met me at this time in my life because I was back to being normal onigiri. Not normal, I don't want to say normal, but reset onigiri.
Reset onigiri.
And, you know, actual joy and excitement of doing something, you know, and looking for a spot or looking for a topic, even though my flying was not the best because we ended up... I tried to do something cinematic and, you know, my GoPro orientation was not matching my FPV camera orientation, so the target is not really frame. But who cares? Like, before, I think it's exactly... It's a good point, actually. I would have been devastated. I would have been like, oh, I can't publish this. It's not good enough.
Yeah, exactly.
And the opposite this time was like, you know what? I don't care. I just met Lexi. I met one of her friends. We're going to do something cool together. I don't care if it doesn't look perfect because for me, it's a memory that I want to edit and that I want to have for the future because that's why I started my YouTube channel. And flying was definitely the best part as well. And even recently, you know, at work, we're currently trying to bring FPV into the business, which is great because we no one, not many people do that around Melbourne, so I'm happy that we're trying to do this. And and I flew indoors because indoor is legal, and I can't tell you because so many NDAs and I will not be able to show it on my channel, but it was a really cool client that's making really cool stuff, and we were flying in their workshop. And just the fact that I was flying above these things that they're making and so close and doing proximity, you know, with a cinewhoop. And I was telling my colleague who couldn't see what I was doing. I was like, oh, this is epic. Oh my God, this is epic. And, you know,
it's
the
just
excitement.
The fun factor.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's just that. And recently, I want to touch base on the fact that you said, people always ask if we build our drones. People always ask if we tune our drones. And I don't know if I've said it on this podcast already. I might have said it. I'm with someone who's doing drift competitions and stuff. He doesn't build the whole car himself and he doesn't tune the whole car himself, right? He has people who are specialized in doing these kind of things because they do it better than him. He's a driver and that's what he's good at. The people who are tuning are not driving cars, you know. So I'm like,
exactly,
it totally makes sense that if I like flying, why do I feel the pressure that I have to do everything to prove what other people don't do it, other men, like you said, don't do it. I have proof that some top pilot don't tune their drone. They let people who are experts in tuning their drones. So I've decided recently, I messaged my good friend Snake, who had some drones that I know he just had as backups. And I said, mate, you are the best person that I know who can build drones perfectly and they never have an issue. Or if they have an issue, it was a defect from the product. Like, he's literally scary.
Can you
scary.
Give me his number?
Yes. He's scary at how good he is. He has all the qualities and the skills and confidence that it takes to build perfect drones. And I said, can I buy one? You know, I said, I'm buying you a 6S Apex because I wanted to start switching to 6S. And I'm like, at least I have one good drone that I'm going to enjoy for a while and then I can just build a copy of it. and then I'm sure it's very well tuned because he was good at tuning as well. But I know someone else. His name is Joseph Webb. I think it's Joseph FPV. He's an Australian young lad. And he's really nice. He's an impulse RC pilot. And every time I need help on tuning and stuff, I go to him because he's good at it. And I can tune, but why would I try and do something less well than someone who's already better at it? And I'm not ashamed of saying it anymore. Because like I just said, in other industries, that's how people do it. The F1 pilot, he doesn't change his tire when he does the pit stop, right?
Exactly. So, you know, it actually made me think, like, one of the things for this year, whoever asks me, do you even build your racing drones? No, I didn't. Someone did it for me and it was great. Now, another thing is, now I'm getting asked about the drone building all the time. But now that I'm an airspeeder, I haven't had even one question asking me, did you build your speeder?
I know, right?
No, that's the thing. It's a big drone if you look at it. Like, what's the difference? Why won't you ask me if I built this one? Why wouldn't you? Like, there is a video incoming of a really dear friend of mine, and he interviewed me. And at the beginning, I told him, I cannot tell you a lot of those things. I'm going to just bring an engineer with me, and he will answer your questions. So there's just me and this engineer answering all the questions. And it's like, it's not really a shame that I don't know it, because this is such a big machine that's pretty complicated. And I don't think anyone even thinks that I will know how to build it, even though it's a big drone. So why would you ask me if I can build my 5-inch if you don't ask me if I build my speeder? I mean, come on. Hypocrisy, man.
Yeah, I know.
Double
standards. I feel like it's probably, you know how I've always been tempted to compare our hobby to a lot of computer gaming type of community, and these guys, they build their own gaming computers, and then they're really good at gaming, and so they do everything, they feel like they're doing everything from A to Z. I know nothing about this community, and I know nothing about building computers.
Well, they don't. Did they program their own graphic card? Because they should.
But you know, that's what I'm saying. I feel like we are in an and I'm saying that with also a lot of how can I say, I'm not being mean by saying we are a community based on a nerd ground, because I like nerds. I like some nerds, lots of nerds, most of them.
I'm a queen of nerds.
But you know, this is, I feel like this is the trend in those type of communities, that you tweak your own thing. You're going to program your own thing because you know how to code. Like, obviously, I'm talking to you whose previous job was coding, right? So a lot of people have this type of background. Like, I know how to code too. So you feel like, oh, yeah, when Clean Flight was first out, or even before with Arduino. I didn't start with Arduino, but a lot of people did. You have to do all these things, and then it just became the way to do it. You do it from A to Z, and that's how you do it before you can fly. And there was a lot of gatekeeping, you know, when you want to, a gatekeeping for newcomers. Every time there was a new generation, the old generation would be gatekeeping and be like, oh, did you just buy your drone at, I'm saying iFlight because I actually like that brand in general. Yeah, like, did you buy the drone online at iFlight and it's, you know, ready to go, like, it's just plug in and link it to your controller.
I mean, why not?
But why not? Because I've seen creators who didn't fly FPV before. There's a very popular, I would recommend people who like travel videos and edits, like mini movies, I would recommend the channel Ben TK. So Ben with 2N and then TK. He's really good at that. And he showed up one day at the hobby store back in 2018, where I was working, 2019. And he just said, I want to do things like Joni FPV and Team Black Sheep.
Done.
That's what he had come across. And I said, you know what? Let's do it. And he built his first drone himself, because he's a smart person too. But also at some stage he said, hey, I found this other drone. I would like a second one. I don't feel like building a second one. Can I buy this one? I said, looks good to me. And now he's creating amazing FPV content, very cinematic if you guys like it, because he's a talented person who has a vision. And I don't see why artists who have visions should be prevented from accessing to the beauty of FPV just because they don't build their drones.
Yeah, so that's one of the things. He didn't care because no one would ask him, hey, do you even build your drones? And all those type of things. True. And I don't think he felt pressured to do stuff like this. And he just has fun with it. He has a vision. He has, you know, all those type of things. And by the way, I saw his videos. They're really nice. you guys should check it out. But yeah, but it's just this lack of pressure. I think if he would feel pressured a lot, he wouldn't really want to do it much. Like, it, the more people pressure you, you kind of, it's like a human nature. Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things. But also, yeah, I think we just always come back because it feels good. It's freedom. It's nice. But I don't know about you, but as you said at the beginning, that was kind of your, like your identity, that you're an FPV pilot and everything's connected with your ex-partner and, you know, stuff like this. I kind of feel the same. And it feels the same now that, you know, probably most of our listeners don't know, but Heiko and I are also not together anymore. And it also feels kind of like the identity thing, like, oh, you stopped dating this guy, so you're not racing anymore. It's not that I'm not racing anymore because I stopped dating a guy. It's just I'm not racing right now because I'm freaking tired.
Yes. Yeah. It's more complex than... Yeah, it's more complex than what people want to simplify things.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
It's and it happens for both genders. I know couples who were together, you know, it happens, and they were doing FPV together, and then they split, and they both of them don't fly. I believe that my ex doesn't fly at all. So it's not just, first off, because a lot of people had the theory that some girlfriends fly because of their boyfriends, and then they stop flying when they break up, but... In my case, it was the opposite. Like, you know,
in my case, it was kind of the opposite too. Like, I was on more races than Heiko was in the entire 2021. I mean, he wasn't going with me. People were asking, like, where is he? And I'm like, well, he's not going.
Yeah. So, you know, it's too easy to want to simplify things. And and sometimes also some people don't come back. You know, I've seen people just disappearing. Chicken sandwich. But also that's not a bad thing either. I'm just grateful that the flame came back for me, and I found ways around. And you know what is surprising, because now that I actually enjoy flying, I'm not as grumpy as I used to be if I have to fix my drones, because I still don't enjoy it, but because now I have the flame of flying, I have the passion of flying back, I'm like, okay, if I spend an hour doing this crappy task, at least then it gives me like 4 hours with my mates if I want to, you know, and I'm going to find a cool spot. So I can see the reward coming towards
it's
me.
It's also about community and just the things that you like doing. So whenever I feel kind of burned out, I'm trying to do something else. So you guys will see literally a car video on my channel.
Yay!
And I'm just so excited to do FPV for it. Like, I asked a friend, like, hey, can you, like, I need a driver. He's like, why? I'm like, I want to do a video while I'm in the car and I need to fly the drone, so I cannot drive, you know? And he's like, okay. So I'm excited for this. Like, I wouldn't be excited for it for a little while. For like the last 2 months, I was like, I don't want to even touch those drones. But now I'm like, ooh, I want to do it because that will look sick. So that's great. Need something different a little bit. And then I know that I will get excited again.
Yeah,
I just think, like, you know, whenever you feel like something and you find this one thing and you're like, oh, that would look so great in FPV. And then you kind of get back to it. So I think this will be my point in which I will start flying again. I hope so. Because I'm already excited. So, hey.
I can tell. But that's such a good advice. That's a good advice that you can give people who maybe, some people who might be listening now and, are struggling. The thing is, even, I don't know if, that probably happens to you because you have this idea. But even when I was at my non-motivation level, like, I'm not flying, I'm not touching drones.
But then you made the podcast, and I love it. You guys love it, right?
Yeah, I hope they do. But I love it. I don't care. But also, I would be in the car with my boyfriend. We would be driving on the weekend going somewhere. And you still have the pilot eye. You still have it. You can't help it. Even though you don't fly, you see spots and you're like, oh, if I could just go through that gap, you know? So I hope, I don't know if it's for everybody, but I feel like a lot of us pilot, even when we are at the lowest level of motivation, we have our eye. And so if we keep our pilot eye, there will be one day where we'll find something that excites us again.
Where you find something epic.
Yes. And for you, it's this car at the moment. For me, it's been, I finally found a little spot close to my house that I'm like, I love this spot because it was very, everything that I love, lots of proximity and stuff. And also on my side, making people fly, like start flying, making them discover FPV, because I've been lucky in a way. It was complicated to change jobs a lot while I was in Melbourne, but in a way this was a chance and a good luck for me to find people who got super excited about flying. So in 3 years I made like 3 people start FPV. And every time I get so excited. So even when I didn't feel like flying, I would give them my equipment and we would go on the field. And just seeing them like, I don't know, being like, happy. And also being like, how do you turn? And then, you know, they crash and they don't disarm. And I'm just like laughing and I'm like, disarm, disarm. And they're laughing and everybody panics. But it's funny. Like all these moments that obviously when you fly a lot, you don't really have these things anymore, like discovering it. And that was the best. And I'm grateful that I met people who made me, they sort of reset me as well and made me remember how it is to just enjoy the flying, not think about everything, just, and they made me realize it's something very special that we're doing, right? It's not everybody can do it, because obviously when you start, you're like a little baby and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing with this stuff.
Well, actually, today, this morning, I woke up and I got an email that my Skillshare course for the absolute beginners got the first review, and it was like, exceeded my expectations. This is the best thing for the beginner FPV pilots. The whole thing is great. And I was like, this is so amazing. Someone left me a review.
Oh, that's so cool.
And this got me so happy. So guys, if you had seen my Skillshare course, it's absolutely for free. If you're going to leave it a review, that will just literally make my day. Like, it really did. It was just so awesome. It's just like one of those things. Like, I noticed that there was no Skillshare course on FPV. There was a lot of like drone, DJI, Mavic, whatever. And I was like, I'm just going to make it, because it doesn't exist. So I will make it. And it just feels so good that it's the only one about FPV on Skillshare. Yeah. And just getting this review that it was good, I was like, yes. So this got me happy too. So it's the car in the review currently that get me excited about FPV right now. So that's awesome. Guys, leave me more reviews.
That's good. You did well. And that's exactly that. I'm so glad you have that, because it's the little things, you know.
Yeah. And this is what makes you come back, because you feel like you are changing someone else's life, or you make something easier for them, or you just inspire them. And like, I'm getting a lot of DMs on Instagram, and some people are like, oh, your work really inspires me and stuff like this. And this is really what makes me come back a lot to all of those things, because I think like, oh, I cannot like let them go, you know. Like, I need to keep inspiring. They need to do stuff.
Yeah. And you know, the it's exactly that. Inspiring and sometimes just making someone have a special moment. Like the podcast, we don't have... I'm happy with the audience growth. I'm really happy. But, you know, we are not one of those crazy, crazy... We're not, you know, Joe Rogan.
No,
but,
we're not.
I'm glad we're not, but that's another topic. people, even at our own level, when they're like, oh, the new episode is out, they text me, they DM me, and they say, I'm going to listen to it on my way to work. And I'm like, yes, you know, I'm so happy.
It's like, exactly, it's the same thing. It's like, yes, this is great.
Yeah.
Like, some people from my office actually listen to our podcast.
Woo! That's awesome. I think the person who owns the building in which I work now, he one day heard that I made an episode with one of my colleagues. So he started listening to that episode, and how he listens to all the episodes. And I'm like, that's so cool. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam. Nice to know about you.
But I feel like our perspective is very content creating oriented as well. Like, we can only see FPV, the FPV topic, very entangled with content creation.
True.
And I feel like we could do almost another episode with someone who maybe creates less and just flies as a hobby. Just, you know, they don't really share, or they don't make videos. They might share their flights, but they don't do reviews or tests or, you know, things like this. And it would be interesting to have their perspective if they ever had a moment of demotivation and how they came back, you know, completely separate from having feeling the pressure of being a content creator, because somehow I feel like for the both of us, it's also what can create a bit of a burnout.
When I get someone from my office?
Yeah, you could. Yes, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of like a thing. I don't know. I feel really motivated whenever, like, it seems like I need someone to tell me that I'm doing good. Feel like a dog.
Fair enough.
You're a good girl.
It does help. This is actually, you know, you just made a good point. So there was a moment where in FPV, because everything was going downhill, I thought I was a really bad pilot. And people are going to be like, oh, she's, you know, fishing for compliments or whatever. I truly want to say this, my mental state wasn't the best. And also I felt like I wasn't, why me why did people want to see me, because I was looking at my flights and I was always not satisfied. And I don't know what happened after I stopped flying. I was a lot in contact with Thomas and Paul Bitmatter, that you know as well, and these guys, they somehow managed to make me want to hang out a couple of times with them. They even, like, Paul spotted me at one race, you know, because they wanted me to start racing.
Yes, I remember that. I was rooting for them.
And the way they behave with other FPV pilot is just the best. To me, they were like, oh, yeah, you're doing great. No, even though, you know, Thomas, and you know how he's racing. And it was me racing with my heavy alien frame. Not saying the alien is heavy, but it's maybe heavy for racing.
For a racing pilot, yeah.
And they were like, yeah, and they were excited for me to finish the race. And I was like, I'm second last, you know, because I'm
second
not a racer.
Last, you kicked one bad.
Yeah, it was like
stuff.
I'm not a racer, but they were so gentle, so nice and encouraging, and pointing out my strength. Like, they were like, if you keep being smooth, speed will happen.
Yeah.
And the fact that they were saying that I was a smooth pilot, in my mind, I felt like I was validated. What you just said, encouraged, validated, approved. So I wonder, some people maybe who start, you know, getting down about flying and like they don't really want to fly, it could also be they're not around the right voices in the community. They might listen to, whether it's online or in real life, they might be listening to voices that are not as positive as what you can find, and that plays a big role as well.
Yeah, for real. If someone needs some encouragement words, just hit me in DMs.
Do you think it happened to you as well? You started listening to negative voices.
And actually, you know, when I joined Aspida, I got a lot of negativity, being like, oh, you're not the best pilot, you suck. Like, I found a couple of there was one person who literally pointed out, why would you pick her instead of Noelle, she's such a better pilot. And I was like,
what?
Okay,
I don't like these people.
I was like,
to talk.
No, I was really like, you're not getting me against Onigiri, this is not happening. Why would you say it? I mean,
yeah,
everyone has their own strength. You are such great pilot when it goes to like freestyle and stuff. Like, I'm not into it. Like, my freestyle is mostly just looking at stuff and being like, ooh, that's pretty. I don't do any tricks and anything, because I'm just focused on pretty stuff. I like that. So I'm just doing racing and eventually like cinematic stuff because I like pretty. But it's like, you know, the same thing. Like, I felt a little bit judged. In a negative way, like, why would you pick her? And it's like, why not, is the question.
Exactly. Because also,
I mean, I would love to have you in a company, just saying. We may be looking for a pilot, just saying.
You keep asking.
Get you next to me on the desk, I'm getting you there.
I will only come if there's a media team opportunity and I get to, like...
There is.
I know there is. That's Lexi's plan, by the way. She wants me to move there and work at Esper. I would tell you, I love my job too much. I'm not, you know, it's like choosing a dream job versus another dream job, and I already have one, and I have my Momo in Melbourne and my Sean, so it's complicated. But this being said, I could not, and I think we talked about it, I could not do what you do. I don't enjoy racing. I mean, I enjoy setting up poles in my backyard and training by myself, as long as I'm not against other people. And it's too much braking, in my opinion, to start racing. Like, it's, I would break the shit out of my drones because I had never done it. And also, I wouldn't like, I don't think I would like to race the S-beater. And people are going to be like, what the fuck? Why are you? Oh, sorry, you were supposed to say PG. What the hell? like, how couldn't you go in those pods? Because it's amazing. But I can see the beauty of it, and I'm excited that you're doing it. I just couldn't. It's not my nature.
Oh, you know, and actually, for disturbing.
And one of the main questions sometimes, it doesn't come down to flying start. I don't like that people compare us, because we can't be compared. We're not doing the same things at all.
It's like, but apples also, and oranges.
Yes. And
favorite fruit is? I'm taking strawberry.
I like pineapple.
Okay, great.
But it's like strawberries and pineapple.
Yeah.
But you know, no, kiwis. I prefer kiwis. Anyway, okay. but also, it's not just about style. It's also about our personalities. You have the right personality to do this thing, and I don't think I have the personality to do this thing.
I think if you would join, someone would actually comment, why wouldn't you take Lexi instead?
Yeah, so exactly.
It just works both ways. But to be perfectly honest, what also got me a little bit more excited about it was when we were talking with Tommy, and he said, I want this job as a racing pilot. On the second thought, no, I don't, because I'm going to lose against you. And I was like, that was so nice. Yeah. I liked that. Yeah. It really made my day when he said it, because I was like, aw, Tommy.
Yeah.
So on this note, maybe, guys, let us know in the comments what you think and what is your level. And I think that was a really big answer to this really one question.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I wanted to listen to you most of the time.
I just told you. I did this rant yesterday in the park, so...
Okay.
I think I was ranting for a long time, so I need to say thanks, RG.
Yeah, I felt like talk too much again, and no, I want this podcast to be about you, and I don't talk too much.
No, that's fine. We will have more rants, don't worry, because we have a lot of questions that we want to answer as a rant, so we can rant on them more. But yeah, thank you very much for what you had to say about it, because that was also interesting. And I hope you guys enjoyed, and don't forget to follow us on wherever you are listening to your podcasts. We are able to show up to you on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Don't forget to follow us on Onigiri & Co. on Instagram, and follow Onigiri FPV on Instagram and Mayan High as well. We're also on YouTube, and except TikTok. The podcasts, and on TikTok. Yes, we are on TikTok. We don't know what we are doing there, but we are there.
That's
pretty much it. That is pretty much it. And on Skillshare, you can get a free course there. That's it. Thank you very much for listening. We love you a lot. If you can leave a like or something like this, or review for our podcast or whatever, just leave it. It will make our day, probably. And we're going to hear you again in 2 weeks.
Ooh. Yes. See you guys. Have a good time.
Bye. Bye-bye.